Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with us to share some weather and climate knowledge. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Always glad to be here.
Always.
How icy and snowy is it?
It's not very icy, very snowy, slushy, wet, I would say. I don't think it even went to freezing last night, which was great because it seems much more likely to dissipate if it's just wet. But yeah, we have gotten, I think I got, in at least at our house, over half an inch of moisture of rain before 7 o'clock yesterday morning. And then we'll see what happens all day yesterday and today. There were, you know, periods of intense precipitation and then periods pretty dry. Again, the wind is the biggest story right by the lake. It was, again, like hard to stand upright out on those bluffs in the peninsula trail. So yeah, we have, it's hard to encounter anybody in Two Harbors these days. Probably this is the norm around Minnesota without having a few complaints about the weather.
Right. Yeah. That, you know, the winds off the lake were really something else. In fact, as accustomed to people living near the shore are to having large waves, there was an unusual lakeshore flood warning issued by the National Weather Service to cover especially the harbor area. But there's actually a fairly large section of Lake Superior shoreline that was affected by it because of the 18-foot waves, you know, that were going to just drive into driveways and parking lots and onto roofs. Yeah, quite an experience, kind of a little finale to winter. Of course, the big news, I mean, for in my world.
Yeah, tell us.
Huge news. Duluth broke its all-time snowfall record for any season. And it's interesting and nuanced. Duluth's records go back to the 1800s. But astute observers would note that historically, in the early days, Duluth was taking observations down at the bottom of the hill near the shore. And it wasn't until the early middle part of the 20th century, sometime, you know, basically around 1940, they moved up to the airport, and there was a period of overlap where they had a couple different observation points. But it's really around 1940 or so, especially after the war, that the Duluth snowfall record became, you know, essentially where it actually is taken now. So in that way, it goes back, you know, it's still 80-plus years of record. But you know, Duluth is, because of their location up at the top of the hill there in Duluth, their climatology is not all that different from what you find along the ridge.
Right.
And so, you know, the fact that this was their snowiest year that they've recorded in at least 80 years, and really anything that they have evidence of, and that we also see the cooperative observers outside of Two Harbors. There's one about 7 miles northwest of Two Harbors, way up there, that's been going back and forth with the observer at the Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center as the two champions. They're just trading off. They're both over 140 inches. That's a lot of snow. It's been a snowy year, and I'm sure in the last few days, one, if not both of those locations have actually added to it, and we just haven't seen the updated information. So snowy winter punctuated by a broken record at Duluth, which, isn't that the right term? Broken record.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it seems it's been that broken record, right?
Yes.
But yeah, Duluth, you know, it was a pretty good feat. I don't know how long people's memories are, but the 1995 and 96 winter was kind of legendary.
Yes.
It was very snowy in northeast Minnesota, and it was also the year that Tower broke the all-time statewide low temperature record. So that winter has a very special place in especially northern Minnesota's sort of social history, and that was the record holder for Duluth's seasonal snowfall. So to break that record is really, you know, it's really saying something. It tells you how wild the snowfall really was this year. It was historic.
Yeah. Did the Wolf Ridge record break as well, or you don't know, or it didn't break?
Well. So Wolf Ridge has a shorter record than Duluth, so it's a little tough.
Right.
I would have to go through their specific history. This is definitely one of the snowiest winters, if not their snowiest winter. You know, the observer outside of Two Harbors, similarly, great observer, just a shorter record, so we can't do those really long-term comparisons with them. But the all-time record for the state of Minnesota is at the old Pigeon River Bridge. Essentially, you can think of it as Grand Portage State Park lookout area, essentially. Yeah. And that in the early 1950s, they had a 170.5 inches of snow, which is still the reigning champion. To break a record, almost certainly you would have to be a National Weather Service cooperative observer through the co-op program and not like the kind of observer I am through Coco Raz or through some of these other networks. It's possible that at some point the Extremes Committee will accept records from other sources, but they try and do apples to apples comparisons. And with these long-term observers, you've got a longer record. It'll take a lot to break that Pigeon Falls record, but it's, you know, a year like this, you know, you never know what's coming up next. We're really not out of the wintry pattern. And speaking of Pigeon River and Grand Portage, anybody who can get online and go to the Facebook page of Grand Portage State Park, that's through DNR Parks and Trails, you will see the most mesmerizing photographs that were taken from the lookout either yesterday or the day before. They are just unbelievable. Imagine the waterfall just raging as big as you can imagine it, but then you know how it produces all of this mist, and there's just mist and spray coming off of the river and the waterfall for the entire time, and it was freezing. It's freezing onto trees, and then the trees are bowing down onto the deck, everything covered in kind of that brown ice from the, you know, the basically the color of the river. Oh, it's incredible. Looks like it's one of the most surreal sets of images I've seen in Minnesota. So strongly recommend folks check this out. It's you kind of get to see what all of these converging forces do. I even showed my kids, who are usually like, oh yeah, weather. And no, they were like, they were sharing it with each other and their friends. So strongly recommend. Yeah, Grand Portage State Park's Facebook page through the DNR. Just some outstanding pictures.
Great. I can't wait to get on them. Yeah. Good. Well, that's a good recap and an interesting commentary on what's happening. I'm almost afraid to ask what's coming up. It seems like we got some sun and a little more warmth coming, but nothing too dramatic.
Yeah. So today we're in kind of a squally pattern. The main low pressure is now off into Canada, and so it's going to be hard for the Northland areas, for any part of Minnesota, to get the heavy, concerted, kind of steady precipitation. But what's interesting is we have very cold air aloft overhead. And even though it's cold at the surface too, it's actually warm enough at the surface for the currents to rise. And you get these little, they're like little convective squalls. You get them a lot in the spring, the fall, sometimes in the summer after a big cold front has come through, the next day is kind of showery. You get these 5-minute bursts of precipitation. Well, today, it'll be bursts of, you know, snow, mostly snow showers across most of Minnesota. I don't know how much accumulation you're going to get out of that, but, you know, a couple or a few inches will be possible, especially in the higher areas. And then we just go into a cold pattern. Not a whole lot of activity, but, you know, for the weekend, temperatures are going to be below normal. You'll see, you know, lows tonight will probably be in the 20s, lower 20s tomorrow night and Sunday night. High temperatures are going to be around 40, 45, but then warming up through the week. There are signs that maybe by next weekend we'll have another kind of large weather system in the area, but that's pretty uncertain. And really, until then, we don't see anything. Nothing of consequence where it looks like maybe we're going to get a lot of rain or anything like that. So once we get through this system, it's just going to be kind of cold for several days. I imagine by the next time we talk, we won't have had anything intervening that was like, wow,
yeah,
you know, what a storm. about we might be talking about the next one kind of lining up.
Oh, might
be on our doorstep by that time.
Okay. And one quick final question. How much damage has this last system done to the flooding?
Yeah, mostly it's prolonging the flooding.
Okay.
So we've got flooding on the very active, splashy northeast Minnesota streams, and then on the slower moving rivers and streams in southern and central Minnesota, a lot of those are very high or have been high. And mostly what the precipitation has done, it's been about 1 to 3 inches over most areas, mostly in the 1 to 2 inch range, is it's maybe producing a minor second peak or prolonging the high waters, but not driving it to new unseen highs or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it's not been the worst case scenario when we were anticipating what this flooding would be like. That's good news. Thank you so much, Kenny. Any more comments or we'll talk again next week?
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, everyone. Spring will arrive soon enough.
Okay. Thanks for the bit of hope. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.